Howdy everybody here, this is Blake with Radio Baker, and today we are joined with James Capte. He's the new superintendent slash principal with Ekalaka Public Schools. So tell us a bit about yourself and your title and what you'll be doing there in Ekalaka.
Well, hello Blake, and I'm glad to be on here visiting with you. But I started my teaching career in Ekalaka, Montana kid, and that's where I started, and then left for a few years, maybe 20-ish. And made the rounds around Wyoming, and then had the opportunity to come back and kind of go down a different path. I've taught and coached and been an administrator, but never been a superintendent yet. And so it just seemed like a good place and a good fit for a lot of reasons. And so now, Ekalaka being a little bit smaller, the superintendent doubles their duty a little bit and deals with principal responsibilities, but in a school of less than 200, that's doable, definitely doable.
Awesome. And then you mentioned back with you were with Ekalaka Public Schools prior. That was from 1999 to 2003, I believe. What did you teach and coach back then?
A little bit of everything. But I was a PE teacher, and then I taught U.S. history and world history and Montana history, which is still by far my favorite class to teach. And then coached. Back, I coached boys and girls basketball, and when I first started, boys and girls basketball were opposite seasons, and then my fourth year is when they changed to be at the same time of year, so, and then I continued on with boys basketball, but I coached track in there as well, and it was good. I had a really great group of kids when I was here, and amazingly enough, the way the sand goes through that hourglass, the kids are all parents now, and their kids are walking around the school, so...
Awesome. What kind of spurred your refinding of Ekalaka and bringing you back up? Did you kind of just see a job posting and thought, well, back to Montana I go, or how'd that happen?
Well, you know, I first off, I think born and raised in Montana, once a Montana and always a Montana, and you're always, you know, as the movie The River Runs Through It goes, I mean, Montana will always be my home. And so, but I had some of those same players that are parents now reach out to me and say, hey, have you thought about this? And would you consider looking to come back? And I, after a few different phone calls, I started thinking, you know, it's definitely worth looking at, and then made the trip back up here. And yeah, there's amazing amount of potential here, and having kind of understood and made some connections in the community the first go around, but having a chance to come back and kind of have that perspective of what is awesome about Ekalaka, but also maybe where we can all move together and grow as a school and as a community.
Awesome. And kind of in those moving forward ideas, is there any sort of low-hanging fruit, if you will, or kind of things that you can see that yourself working on here coming up shortly in your new term as superintendent?
Oh, well, there's that term of low-hanging fruit is awesome. It's amazing. You reach for that lowest hanging one, then you end up grabbing another one and maybe somebody throws one at you. So, but first and foremost, you know, Ekalaka a few years ago built a new elementary, and with that elementary, there was an amazing weight room and fitness facility added to the top floor of that, and getting really working to get community and students and teachers and everybody better access to that has, amazingly enough, became one of the things that jumped out early as far as that. And then, you know, trying to set some things up. I think all schools are dealing with the same issues as far as looking at their budgets and really working to kind of come up with a plan of how we do that, so it's not quite such a hopeful thing year to year. We kind of have a plan to address some athletics things and some school things. Yeah, all of those are awesome, and for me personally, I think we have an amazing resource in our community as far as the museum, and how do we leverage the museum for our own students and really make those kind of, for lack of a great term, field trip ideas where we can really get kids exposed to, like, hands-on, those types of situations. I think that's the beauty of a small school, and we have to develop those ways to make it better. Because as I think all schools in Montana are figuring out, as well as across the nation, If we're not going to make it something that they can't do at home, then more and more kids are going homeschool. So yeah, hopefully, you know, a creative approach to that and trying to work much with our community to make that experience, that education experience, something that's awesome and not something that's just done to you.
Well, sweet. I like that a lot. And that's pretty awesome. You're already coming in with quite a few plans and ideas of how to get things up off the ground, which is really awesome to hear. And so is there anything coming up here soon, maybe over the summer or even before then, that you'd like the community to be aware of or think they should know about and maybe could help you out with or anything like that?
Well, on the simplest note, we are going to be continually kind of putting out some different surveys through working with the radio station as well as working with our website and making sure that we're we're getting as much input on some decisions from athletics to schools, sizes to, you know, the classroom adjustments, all that, just to really get as much input as we can so we can work with the community to make that decision. But the only challenge with that is we want to make sure the more the merrier, the more input we get on those, the better decisions we can make. And in a county that is spread out and with a school that's on, you know, the far northern end of the county, it's important that everybody knows how to get their voice heard so that we can take it into consideration as we make those decisions going into the next year.
Awesome. Well, sweet. Sounds good. So everybody keep an eye out for some stuff coming out of Ekalaka Public Schools. I'm sure you can keep up on both their website and their Facebook page with what they've got going on when those surveys drop for you to take. And Mr. Capti, I sure appreciate you joining us. We'll definitely have to keep you on the line, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again.
All right. Thank you, Blake. It was awesome, and I look forward to working with you guys and, you know, keeping the community as up to date on everything that's going on in the schools as possible.